We turn now to news out of the Baltimore City school system. Dr. Gregory Thornton, the CEO of City Schools, will leave that position at the end of next month. He'll be replaced on July 1 by Sonia Santelices, the former chief academic officer in the city schools during the tenure of Andres Alonso. Erica Green joins me on the phone. She covers the city schools as a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Morning, Erica. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. Very tired.
Yeah, I bet you are. You had a late night last night. You broke this story in the Sun last evening. What happened to Mr. Thornton? He had a four-year contract, and the board of the school system has decided to terminate that contract less than 2 years into it.
Right. So basically what happened was, you know, there has been mounting criticism and against Dr. Thornton for some time, and I would say, you know, since the end of his first year, and there have been calls for the board to take swift and decisive action, and they were doing so, unbeknownst to anybody else, because this was a very private search, and Dr. Thornton, you know, he agreed that it was time for him to go. They said that the separation was pretty amicable, and he's just going to step down. I think he felt that he has done all that he could do, or at least the board felt that he could do all that he could do here, and it was time to take the district to the next level, which is to focus on academics, which they believe Sonia Santelices will be able to do.
I interviewed Dr. Thornton on Maryland Morning in December, and I asked him point blank if he enjoyed the support of the board and if there were any actions being taken to find his successor and to terminate his contract. He told me at that time, absolutely not. That wasn't true. He didn't know who I was talking to, et cetera, et cetera. Turns out it was true, though, because in this search for a new CEO started before the first of the year, didn't it? This has been going on for the past 5 or 6 months, hasn't it?
It has. They apparently modified his contract in December, so they began those talks about a separation agreement and then launched the search shortly thereafter. So from what I understand, Dr. Thornton may have been one of the parties involved in this who signed a non-disclosure agreement, as all of the candidates had to during this process. You know, the rumor mill was out there for months and months and months. I mean, every month I was chasing a different date. And he, you know, told us all the same thing. But he may have been, you know, beholden to an agreement that he signed.
Mm-hmm. At one point, it seemed that one of the barriers to having the contract terminated was the financial settlement that he would receive. What did they end up agreeing on?
They agreed on 1 year of pay. So he'll receive 1 year of his $290,000 salary, and his last day is actually Friday, so he won't serve out the rest of the school year.
And there'll be an interim CEO until Dr. Santelices takes over on July 1st, I guess, right?
Right. That would be the chief legal counsel, Tammy Turner, who has been in the district for several years.
And what can you tell us about Dr. Sonia Santelices? She worked during the Andres Alonso's years as the chief academic officer and evidently had some success during that tenure.
Right. Sonia was very well received when she came to the district under Dr. Alonso. She's very much about the classroom, very much about academics. She is an academic as well, Ivy League educated, got her doctorate from Harvard. So she pushed people a lot here. I do recall that. She, you know, introduced the Common Core standards earlier than the rest of the state, which many say contributed to us seeing some rising academic achievement, particularly in the earlier grades, because she started rolling out those new rigorous standards with the youngest students. And we saw those the scores for kindergarten readiness in particular rise under her, and some of the reading scores as well. So, you know, so far in the middle of the night, I've been getting texts that people are very excited, particularly principals. And then, you know, I'm sure that there are some people who are skeptical and wonder if she can lead beyond academics, and that remains to be seen.
Her background includes a stint with the Algebra Project. She directed that. That's the organization founded by the great civil rights icon Bob Moses, emphasizes mathematics instruction. She was also involved with Teach for America earlier in her career. How do you think that background is going to inform her work as the CEO of a sprawling school system?
Well, she was also a teacher in Brooklyn. So I think she's going to, what Sonia knows is what works for, or at least what she studies and what she's had experience with, is teaching low-performing students of color, and that's really her strength. She was just in Boston at an Education Writers Association conference where she was one of the panelists who spoke a lot about that, and her expertise was very, very clear to me as a reporter anyway. So she, you know, she's been in the trenches with the population like Baltimore. She's worked at a high level for the students of Baltimore, and she just wants to combine all of that with her experience to move the district forward. At least, you know, that's from interviews with her and talking to people.
Just as we finish up, got about 30 seconds, it sounds like at this very early stage, I mean, obviously this news is less than 24 hours old, that one of her big challenges then is going to be, getting her arms wrapped around the financial challenges that the system is encountering.
Yes, she says that is among her top priorities. I mean, she said, to me at least, that while we passed the budget last night that is balanced, she wants to know, you know, what next immediately. So I think she's going to bring in some national folks to help her sort out what the finances really are going forward. But she definitely identified that as, I think that was actually mm-hmm. the first priority out of
sure.
her.
Well, Erica Green, thanks for your time this morning. We can hear as we talk that your Twitter feed is, you know, exploding continually. So we'll let you get back.
My apologies.
Yeah, not a problem. It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Erica Green covers the city school system for the Baltimore Sun. Coming up after a break for the news, there's also a new chief at one of Baltimore's oldest arts institutions. On Monday night, the Baltimore Museum of Art named Christopher Bedford as its next director. He'll join the museum in August. He joins me this morning with a preview of what we might expect when he becomes the BMA's 10th director. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for the Environment in Focus.